Welcome to my brand new YouTube channel where we walk in the desert and talk about stuff like learning languages, which is what we're going to talk about today. So you want to learn some languages, right? What do you do? So what you got to do is you got to listen to these languages and you got to know kind of what's going on. So one thing you do is just listen to so much that you start to figure stuff out. Like I was listening to a movie in Portuguese, and they had a bit where they were speaking Chinese, and I don't know any Chinese, but the guy said like Shanghai Jin, blah blah blah, right? So it's like, oh, he said that, and I know what that means because in Japanese, like the, you know, Jin is imported from Chinese, and then Shanghai, obviously I know that word. I was like, whoa, understood something in Chinese, that's crazy. I never would have thought I could understand anything, right? Nothing. But no, I got a word. And I wasn't even studying Chinese or anything. I wasn't even listening deliberately to Chinese. So that was a really cool experience. So you can do this too. You can listen to just hundreds of hours of people talking to each other as a podcast. Another thing you could do is, if you like to talk to people online, which is super ineffective. Yeah, I shouldn't do that. I don't know. Talk to people online, huge waste of time, right? But if you happen to find the ideal situation, which is native speakers talking to each other, and you know what's going on, to some extent, and they're not going to try to talk English to you, then that could work, right? So when I was a kid, I played Battlefield on the Xbox, and these other like teenagers that were speaking Portuguese would be all in this call, and they didn't know English, and they were just talking about Battlefield all the time. So yeah, talking about Battlefield all the time. So it was really cool. I learned a lot that way. So yeah, what about the other thing, which is the media? What about anime? You wanna learn Japanese? You wanna watch too much anime? So with that, you can learn, or books, another one, books. Okay, so with books and anime and TV, films, all right, so with these things, you can learn a ton of language. It's really complex, and people don't really talk to each other normally in these media, right? They talk sort of past each other, kind of towards you sometimes. Usually just sort of, you hear just one line that kind of is enough. So this isn't gonna help you have a conversation very much, but you can learn a ton of vocabulary. And same thing with books. A narrative, a monologue, some guy talking to himself like this. You can learn a lot of vocabulary, but you're not going to learn how to have a conversation by listening to me monologue, right? So those things are good, but when you have a conversation, you gotta listen to a lot of conversations. So the cool thing is, back in historical times, we had So in historical times, how do people learn languages? In ancient history, you pretty much were doomed to not learn a language unless you just went to the community and just kind of hung out there, like Marco Polo. You just go to the Tartars. Where are the Tartars? Modern Russia, I guess. You go to the steppe. And you hang out with the Tartars because there's a war and you can't go anywhere and you're probably going to, like, die. So you end up speaking this, right? The other way is, this isn't as ancient, I guess, but you read a lot. So you learn the language, but you have, like, a really bad accent. But nobody cares because you don't actually know anybody that's a native speaker of that language anyway. And so you were doomed to have a bad accent if you wanted to learn something from an outside place. And then you had a really interesting situation, the pigeons. So you are on a boat, and you can't read, and you're just thrown in there. You got your boss guys, your Icelandic guys, throw them together, and they have to make this boat work. Maybe they go settle an island, and they have their own Creole that comes up. But yeah, so that kind of shows that there's something modern about learning languages outside of the community way. So there's the community way, then there's the writing way, and the modern way is using audio. It's using audio media, maybe audio visual media, maybe people talking to you in like live. But the audio media is the new trick, and it works really good. So that's how we do it.